Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming out of recess. That's all right. Well, then do something about it. Okay.
All right. Who's next? Come on up.
Did you guys do this so you can circumvent the 4-minute rule?
No, what we did was we divided it up into 4-minute segments.
That was good.
We tried not to repeat each other.
Okay, because we have not enforced it at all. That's why I was wondering.
Right. No, it's actually the other way around. There's a lot more people we told they couldn't speak.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Megan Smith. I live at 4580 Quail Creek. I'm a local investor and a property owner at Table Rock Lake. I want to start off by saying that I understand Mr. Worley's desire to develop and build wealth through real estate, as I too invest in real estate. However, there's a time and place for large developments, and this is not the place for building such. There is plenty of land to develop, and no, it might not be on the water, but if you research vacancy rates for properties that are accessed by state highways and the majority of thoroughfares, you will find occupancy rates above 95% in 2021. Over 10 million people come to Branson every year for the culture, for the natural oasis, and the clean and beautiful area. And that's exactly what we'll be destroying if this proposal is approved. It's not just the surrounding area neighborhoods that are opposing this proposal. It affects every visitor cruising the channel and visiting Battleship Rock. It was very important to me that the public voice was heard, so we put together an online petition, which I believe you have a copy of, and we purposely did leave Mr. Worley's name out because this was not addressing him. It was addressing the development.
Hold on, you referenced something else.
Well, I was going to ask Jeremy to show us. He referenced something I didn't know what he was talking about either, but I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, no worries. Yeah. No worries.
See, we have a copy of something. I don't have a copy.
I don't know if we handed it out.
Okay.
I think Jeremy probably had it. He'd referenced
it. Slide right before I told you
about
Eight? So this petition was published this past Thursday, and as of this morning, we have received over 4,700 signatures by Table Rock Lake visitors opposing this proposal. I have not closed this petition, so if you would like to, please feel free to go on change.org, and you can see it. I'm happy to send you the link. And there are multiple comments by people on there as well. As we slowly allow developers to saturate this shoreline, we'll wake up one day, and I'm afraid it will be just another Lake of the Ozarks, so considering it being dangerous and polluted.
Next slide, please. Hi, my name is Tom Shiflett. I live at 91 Tall Tree Drive in Grandview Acres. So a couple of things I wanted to talk about. One, we talked about adjacent compatibility in Stone County because the houses that they were using as an example were in Stone County on Tall Tree. But I want to talk for a minute about compatibility in Taney County. And I'm just talking about Taney County here. And we have highlighted the area of the proposed development as well as some other areas in Taney County. But there is no road access in Taney County. We've all talked about that, which means no Taney County fire and rescue access through the county. No Taney County access for the property owners who live in Taney County. And no Taney County access for the construction activities. Now, within Taney County, on the adjacent properties, you've got 40 acres that's held in a family trust, with John Holderman being the trustee, and they are opposed to this zoning change. We have a letter from him, and we'll make sure that you get it. But that's right next to them. And honestly, if you're looking for accessibility to the Worley property, it would come across their property, but they're opposed to it. They don't want anything to do with it. Next, if you drop down to the south and the kind of yellowish development with a shorter blue arrow, that's Williams Landing, which has 22 homes. Now, their homeowners association will not allow for nightly rentals, period. And then we've got the Corps of Engineers land on the other side of them, which, you know, to us, we can see that doubling, tripling, quadrupling in people trying to get to that cliff. And now with this development, and if we have the zoning change go through, you're going to have a whole lot more people getting access to Battleship Point. And to us, that creates a hazard. Somebody's going to get hurt, and then getting the fire and ambulance to respond to that is going to be extremely difficult. And a lot of times, the difficulty in getting emergency response to our area, as well as Williams Landing area, is just the confusion of the 911 operators, you know, because they don't always understand what county they're in. And that can cause some pretty big delays. As we said, Stone County, you know, the road we're talking about getting access in, it's going to cross the county lines, and Stone County is not interested in upgrading that road, maintaining that road. They're just hands off. So could you give me the next slide? So access for a Taney County development, and access is all within the other county. I don't know of a situation like that. I mean, it's pretty unique what we're facing here. But we do know that the nearest public road is 3/4 mile. We admit that we have to provide public access to them, but they do go through 2 residential neighborhoods. And that's going to result, with the size development that's proposed, you're looking at a 300 to 400% increase in traffic coming through our neighborhood. And, you know, if you want to talk about quiet enjoyment of your property, increase the traffic by 300 to 400%. That's why we think that it's going to devalue our property. We've got a proposal. Jeremy does on the upgrades to the roads at $500,000. We don't think that's even going to come close to what it's going to take to bring it up to either Taney County or Stone County standards. Now, we've talked about, you know, there is popularity in nightly rentals. There's no question about that. And we are not anti-development. But when you look at some of the larger nightly rental developments, you know, you're looking at Branson Cove, Choteau Cove, the Cedars, they are all accessed through state highways, direct access off the state highways. Makes sense. And as far as I'm concerned, what would be prudent, you know, a development of this size really needs 2 access and egress points from a safety standpoint. So if one, you know, if one road, which very well could, becomes blocked, you've got the second road to rely on. Will this property be developed in the future? Undoubtedly. I think we can all depend upon that. But I think the infrastructure to support it has to catch up first. If that was the case, as far as fire and rescue facilities, as far as access, I'd be willing to invest in it because it is a beautiful place. But right now, we just don't feel that time has come. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Alan Snyder. I live at 162 Longshore. I live in Williams Landing, so in Taney County. So I'm one of the few Taney County speakers representing. So one thing before you come off this, just real quick, we need references those. I understand those are also all on the east side of the lake. We're on the west side of the lake. And that's when the firemen stood up here and talked today, I think that's, unfortunately, none of us in this room drew the line where Taney and Stone County are. But that's the real problem. I mean, that's the real issue. There's a Taney County. We're almost redhead stepchildren over there on the other side, on the west side of the lake. We have no services. There's nowhere to put the services. And we have delays. Sorry, now we can go on to mine slide. So my profession, I think about safety a lot. I'm in the energy business. And so safety is always number one. I'm not going to I think the fire chief did a fantastic job, so I don't want to ruin what he said, but basically what I've just pulled the code that they said that they use, which is the 2018 version, Appendix D for roads, and it's got to be able to handle 75,000-pound vehicle on it. It has to be able to be have slopes less than 10% and have and then be at least 20 feet wide. And in some conditions, it depends on if you count, consider that a dead-end road, being there's really nowhere to turn around or turn off. It could go up as high as 26 feet wide. And if you consider it's, and if it's over 750 foot long, it takes a special requirement. So to get up to what both Taney and Stone County use as their fire codes, it's a disaster. You heard him. I'll leave that as it is. We can go on to the next slide. Sorry, you can go one more. Yep. So I just did a real quick Google search just to see with no traffic going. I did it late last night just to see. It's 14 minutes from the closest Taney County Fire at Big Cedar, basically, is where it's at. To get to one, which is up in Brandt, Hollister area behind the Shell station, you're 23 minutes to get there. That's in ideal conditions, no traffic, et cetera, to get there. That's after they get there to their fire station to come to us. So, I mean, that's just driving to get there. Go to the next slide. So this happened in our neighborhood, two houses from my house, through about approximately 3 years ago. Major confusion between Stone County and Taney County. Stone County was parked at the Stone County line, wouldn't come down because they could see the smoke, but they weren't called. If they're not called, they're not coming. They can't come. The fire chief told me it's against the law for them to cross that line until they're called. Then they can go across.
Something needs to change there then, obviously.
Yeah. Grant, I agree with you, and I'm begging because what happened is that took them 30 minutes to decide, the 911 operator between the two counties, whether we were in Stone or Taney. That's why Stone started to come, but it's like, oh, wait, my Stone County line's here. I can't go any farther. I'm not in, that's in Taney County. So Taney's coming. That house burned to the ground. Couldn't get there. Lost his whole home. And I believe the stress of it, unfortunately, he's passed away since then. So it's the stress of going through that and of seeing your dream home right